Good morning. It's so good to have you three here this morning. Glad that you're here. How are you this morning? You okay? Pretty good. Yeah. Okay. I'm glad you're here. Well, today we hear the story of the feeding of the 5,000. Have you ever seen 5,000 people? No, he says. I hardly ever see 5,000 people anymore, unless I go to a concert, which I can't really afford to go to anymore. But 5,000 people, let's see, how many would you say are in here about right now? Let's see, let's count them. 22, 24, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. About 60 people, 65 people. So imagine 10 times that many people. Is that a lot of people? That's a lot of people. Now, here's the deal what Jesus says. Okay, I have a job for you guys to do. The three of you have a job to do. Are you ready? Go feed them. Do your mom and dad have to fix you breakfast sometimes? Yeah? What do you have for breakfast usually?
Well, I think I like to drink coffee.
Okay. For a second there, I thought you said, I drink coffee. I was happy to hear. But imagine...
This kid coffee.
Kid coffee, yeah. Gotta have kid coffee. Well, can you imagine if you had to feed everyone here kid coffee and cereal and all of them, every one of them? That's a lot of people, isn't it? But Jesus does it. There's 5,000 people. And in Matthew, it's 5,000 people, not counting the little ones and the women. So there's probably closer to 10,000 people. That's exactly... That's exactly what the disciples said. When Jesus said, go feed them, they just went, I can't do it. It can't be done. But Jesus takes a few loaves of bread and some fish, and guess what? It's enough. It's so much more than enough. It's more than enough. They ended up with 12 extra big baskets of food. That is what I call breakfast. Lots left over. And that's what Jesus' love is like. We think that maybe there's not enough. Maybe there's not enough for me, or maybe there's not enough for you. Or maybe if there's enough for me, there's probably not enough for those people out there. But it turns out, yes, Jesus does love us. And Jesus loves us so much, and that there's so much love left over, that there's enough love for even the people we think aren't lovable. So the feeding of the 5,000 isn't just about food. It's also a reminder about God. What? What's that? The fish. You are so observant. That's where the fish in the story came from. Yeah, I guess what else? Yep, there's a cross up there. I'll show you one other thing we have over here, because we like to have the whole feast every Sunday. Every Sunday we have the fish. Roop. We have a tree. We have more fish. And guess what else we have? And this dish you can have a little bit later. We even have bread up here. And all of that reminds us about Jesus' love. So we're going to sing again, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. And we remember that Jesus loves us so much that there's plenty left over for everyone. Thank you all. You can return to your places. And by the way, there'll be a feast after church that may or may not involve cookies. I'm just saying. All right. We'll see you guys in a bit, okay? Let's sing.